Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guys Night Out. That's right, Roasting the World, your favorite podcast in the world. And the dynamic duo is here tonight without the lovely Lacey. Unfortunately, due to torrential weather storms in her area, she was not able to make the show until maybe later. That's pretty cool and also kind of fucked, because now we can say whatever we want. Hi, I'm Shane. You know me. And the guy laughing in the background is, as always, by my side, the king of comedy, the man who started it all, the man who started Roasting the World, baby, Dakota motherfucking Wheatley. Say what's up, bro.
Holy shit, that is the best intro I've ever gotten from anybody.
Rock that shit. Rock that shit. Yeah, buddy. No, hey, guys, seriously, tonight we were going to have a four-man group, kind of like a relaunch of Roasting the World, if you will. Unfortunately, weather's been rough and times are hard for everybody, and Lacey couldn't make it because she's trying to drive home in this fucking mess. She might be on later.
Yeah.
And our new homeboy, Logan, who's actually doing a show with Dakota a la Degenerate Duo style called The Stash, all about pot and how awesome it is, which is coming up soon. But unfortunately, it looks like he wasn't able to make it tonight either. So it's Guys Night Out. Woo!
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 Yeah, woo!
Actually, we're sitting around getting stoned, talking on the phone is what's happening. We don't even have a real topic
tonight.
Pretty
damn much.
We're pretty much just bullshit. But we've been off the air for a while. Dakota, do you want to go ahead and explain, like?
Yeah, what went on with that, guys, is Block Talk was being stupid as shit on some things, screwing us around on our timing and whatnot. So we're like, you know,
yeah,
fuck you guys. We're taking off. So take off.
Yeah.
We find a few, you know, things that we were looking at, the few platforms and whatnot. And next thing you know, Block Talk hits me up and they're like, yo, we're going to give you guys a nice contract. Come back.
No shit.
So for right now, we're going to stick with Block Talk for just a little bit. We can cancel anytime we want.
Because
we
like fucking goats and they let terrorist people listen to our shit.
Pretty much,
because
for some reason we got more people in Saudi Arabia now.
We got more people in Saudi Arabia than we do in Denmark. That's for real. That's actual statistics. We can copy paste show you for a fact that ISIS is way into our shit. But Denmark wants nothing to do with us. And you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them anyway.
Denmark's and riding our bicycles uphill. Those cousin fucking motherfuckers.
So, hey, man. Let's talk about climate change real quick, because fucking Lacey's on the show tonight because of goddamn torrential, like, crazy fucking hail.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's been
tornadoes.
Yeah, the weather's been crazy the last couple of days here. It was pouring down. We were supposed to be doing the show yesterday, guys, and what happened was it was pouring down so bad that I was like, all right, let's just switch it to tomorrow. The day stays clear up till about 3 or 4 hours ago, and then, bam, the sky just falls out on us. And I think Lacey's stuck in a hellstorm somewhere.
I hope she's okay, though, honestly. So where we live at is, like, middle America, like the middle of America, where there's tornadoes and there's storms and stuff. It happens, but, like, it's happening a lot more, is it not? Like, than when you were a kid? You know, even, like, 30 years later, like, it's got to be, like, it's crazy.
I would say,
right?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I didn't really grow
up
here. I grew up in Arizona.
Seattle,
it never stormed anyways.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But I would say,
it
did change a lot from what I do remember when I was like a little kid being here.
Well, here in Seattle, where I'm at, it's fucking like 30 degrees out. If there's any clouds, we'd get snow at like late February. It's freezing balls, which is why I drink. Drinking keeps you warm. That should be all of the alcohol industry should be giving us money for doing this fucking show in HBO Max. And I think Disney Plus does some shit. And McDonald's. All four of those motherfuckers owe us money. for real. Don't you remember? We're talking about old shows, like old fucking inside jokes that nobody will get. Like, why are we even doing radio shows?
Right.
Nobody knows what the fuck. You don't even remember. You're like, what? Because
yeah, I'm like,
oh,
what,
man? I actually thought that everybody, all four of us, were doing a show tonight with Lacey and Logan.
So did I, dude.
And fucking
up to about 30 minutes ago.
Really stoned. I took so many edibles like half an hour ago, and they're starting to kick. And I'm just like, fucking.
Same here, bro. I was
balls.
Sitting here just hitting the ball and left
my
and right, and I'm like,
my dick is so small.
Yeah,
right now. My
there's gonna be three other people to
my
talk.
Dick, my dick looks like half a peeled grape.
That was the most random thing anybody's ever said to me.
It's so cold. My shit is shriveled up. And, you know, we're not doing a video chat yet, so fortunately for everybody, I'm not going to show you my half a peel grape hanging off my balls. But that shit shriveled. It's like Ninja Turtle status right now, dude. It is cold.
Holy shit.
Shit, man. It's true. It's fucking freezing, dude. You know, it's not like I had a big dick to begin with. Like, I didn't even have that much to go, but boy, it was like, nope.
So the 2 inches of thunder shrunk down to 1 inch of thunder.
Oh, it's thunder though. It's the thunder from down under.
It's the thunder from down under.
My dick has an Australian accent. He's like, oh, I put another strip on the body. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. Because it's totally anal friendly. Like, I don't have this big monster cock that bitches don't even want to fuck in their puss. Like it seems like it's so cool to have a big dick. Is it really? Really? Is it? Like, she looks at it and goes, oh, boy. And she's uncomfortable and just doesn't fuck you ever again. Dude, if I fuck a bitch once, I can fuck her twice. A lot of big dick dudes can't say that shit.
This is what I
straight
missed
up
about the show being off the air, guys, right here. Shame.
<I know. laughs> Yeah. Doing the damn thing, dude. I ate a lot of edibles, had a couple drinks. At least I'm not doing poppers, so I'm not, like, saying the N-word or anything, but I'm just having a good time.
Well, was Joe Rogan on poppers when he said it, or?
Man, I don't know what Joe Rogan's fucking thinking. What were you thinking? Joe Rogan,
he totally fucked up his whole. Yeah, then they deleted
so
like over 200 of his episodes or something, didn't they?
Dude, he's done hundreds of episodes and fucking, he makes so much money, but they were able to put together like a whole 20-minute thing of him just saying the word nigger over and over and over again. And I respect it if you say it once in a while because only in. God, that's such a gruff word. I don't even like saying it. I know I said it on the show a couple times.
What's the what was the content behind it though? Was he saying it as a slur, or was he like repeating something or reading something?
Well, I think he was reading something or repeating something. But here's the thing: when you can do like a 15-20 minute video of it, there's some sketchy shit.
Right.
It might not all be.
There's obviously something else going on if you can sit there and do a 20-minute video.
Well, he's like us, you know, and he gets fucked up on his show. He fucking smoking blunts, thinks he's fucking cool, and he's got a pass and he can say it, you know. I mean, there's got to be some instances of that. And, like, when you have such a good thing set up, why would you throw it away just to try to be edgy?
Ain't that the truth?
You know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to be edgy.
That's the truth.
I said,
like,
the N-word.
why throw it all away, especially in the time right now?
I'll tell everybody right now, frowned upon right now. I dropped one. I will only say the word nigger if I'm about to say the word N-word, because N-word to me is so much more offensive than actually saying the fucking word, because all that shit is white people getting away with saying the N-word. Because when you say the N-word in your head, you go, nigger. Oh, that's what the word means. That's what saying the fucking word is, dude. That's what saying the fucking word is. So at least he didn't say, quote unquote, the N-word. At least he owned it. But some of it had to have been kind of sketchy that he shouldn't have done, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Now, does he deserve the beating he's about to get? I don't know. That's not up to me to decide.
Well,
but
I mean, I'm pretty sure none of his shit's going to be the same again.
No, not the same ever again. But the thing was, there was a video of him just saying that word for like 15 minutes. Okay? On this show, as many times as I said it, because I don't like to say the word, I just prefer to say it besides N-word because I think that's more offensive, is like 30 seconds. And he had a 15-minute video.
Right.
Of just dropping N-bombs. Just dropping them. Boom, boom, boom. Bombs on your moms. That's, I mean, come on. And of course he said, I'm sorry, and it was out of context. Not all of them. I'm sure some of them were absolutely within context of you should have said that fucking
word.
I'm sure. You know, and when you're like, oh, it's okay. We could have a whole 30-minute show of just dropping N-bombs. But nobody, you know what I mean? We're not making millions of dollars and shit.
The worst that can happen to us is we lose Denmark.
Of followers. We'll just, you know, and fuck them anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, worst happens to us, we lose Denmark. We're not losing Saudi Arabia or India. They like us.
No, Saudi Arabia is going to like, and India. India loves us,
dude. India loves us, bro.
We got like,
actually,
India's
like our second biggest fan base is from India.
Hey, shout out to India, bro.
Hell's yeah.
Guys, India, come party. Hell yeah. India is cool, though. They drive you around in Uber cars and shit. I love Indians.
They drive you around in Uber cars.
Hi, where would you like to go? Or fucking, you need a pack of smokes? You need a pack of smokes? Hell yeah, I need a pack of smokes. Indian, my little buddy. And listen to my podcast. He's like, I tell my cousin from India to listen. It's fucking awesome. I love it, Ian. They're great. They are.
They are
the
best
people. They're great. They have a deep culture and shit. I don't know. I'm sure they do.
The only complaint I have is.
Culture. Dude, in India.
I do have one complaint about India. I am tired of calling any telemarketer place and getting India.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
not everybody over there is named Pete.
No.
It's like, hello, my name is Pete.
That's
and it's like, no,
thing.
no, it's not.
That's the thing I hate. That is the one thing I hate. And they probably hate it, too, because they're like, hello, my name is Kevin. They're like, no, it's not fucking Kevin, dude.
No.
I would rather
know
his
name.
It's not. He's like, hi, this is Ashbar. I'm like, dude, Ashbar, what's up? Where are you at? He's like, I'm in India, bro. He's like, I'm in America, bro. He's like, yeah, you owe us money, bro. I'm like, I know, bro. And he's like, bro, are you going to pay that money? I'm like, fuck no. He's like, well, let's be friends anyway. I was like, fuck yeah, India. Listen to my podcast.
Bro, what if like, okay, you know how we outsource everything to India? What if they outsourced their shit to us? So every time somebody in India like calls for something over there, they get somebody in America. It's like, hello, my name
is Indian. I wrote the book, the poop, they boop. And he's like, your name is not Raghved. Your name is not Raghved Bhuske. No, my name, you're trying to be Indian so bad. Rutadasa Bhutamapsa Raghved Bhuske. And they're like, fuck you, dude. Hang up on you and shit all day. 8 hours a day, you're so depressed.
Right.
Your job sucks.
Like, yo, I'm Kevin.
You make minimum wage. Yeah, Raghved, I think,
but
is the Kevin of India. Yeah.
Oh, we got a caller. I'm pretty sure it's Lacey because it's a 731 number. Which I think we know who it is.
Who is this? Hey,
may we ask who's calling?
Hey, dog, hey! Hey,
we did not give this number out to anybody. We have no fans that call us. Who is it?
No fans. We have no fans.
You know, that's because I'm one of you, bitches.
Well, guys, that's over. Lacey's back. Hey, man, I'm glad you made it home safe. Was driving shitty?
I'm still driving in it, actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why are you on the show?
Yeah, why are you on the show, girl, if you're driving right now?
What are you
doing? One reason is I'm not panicking, and if I die, at least y'all can tell somebody to go look for my body.
Shane, I figured it out. She came on because she heard us say the N-word too many times, and she was like, yo, I got to get on there.
Yeah, I just lost three N-bombs.
That's what it was. You sensed us saying
three.
It, didn't you?
Three in a show. Three in a show is pretty awesome for Guys Night Out. The only reason I even dropped one because you weren't here, Lacey. And I just was like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna. Well, Lacey's gone. This guy's night out.
Yeah. Well.
Because that's what guys do on their nights out. We get racist.
No, I don't get racist, bro. No, hold up, because you are going to get me on a tangent, y'all. Because I am not a racist motherfucker, dude. I'm not.
No. I know.
I am prejudiced. I am prejudiced. Unfortunately for me, a lot of times I dress a man by his clothes, and you should never do that. But I do. Like, somebody walks in, whether they're white, black, Asian, whatever, dressed like a gay talker, what's up, dog? I expect certain things of that motherfucker.
Right? I can see that. Yeah, I get that.
But I've met, man, color, whether that shit, like how you're born, doesn't affect my view of you. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
Okay.
It really,
I have a question.
Like, I'm from Seattle. It's very woke.
Have you guys heard
here.
The saying reverse racism?
Yes.
What is that? Because to me, that doesn't make sense. Wouldn't it just be regular racism? If somebody from a different race
right.
hates somebody from a different race, it's not just racism. What's reversed about it?
I think that's an old term that they don't really use that much anymore, because what they were trying to say was that the majority... that's a minority hating a majority, whereas racism is a majority hating a minority. You see what I'm saying? So the majority whites hating blacks, the minority, is racism. Blacks, the minority, hating the majority is reverse racism. That was the theory.
Well, all I got to say is these people that came up with all this bullshit never grew up in Arizona, and being one of three white kids.
Oof. In the whole neighborhood?
In the whole school? What are you talking about?
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't in the whole
school. What's in Arizona? Is it all Mexicans or what? Is Arizona Mexicans?
Oh, hell yeah. Wait,
you know,
is this on the news the other day? Because they're trying to put up another wall to keep people out because they keep having all the illegals come across. Literally, the news is interview them as they got across and shit. Like, welcome to America, and giving them interviews and shit.
Here's the interview. Are you ready to fight against Russia? Yes. Come on in. You're in the military now.
Yeah, that's why we're letting them all
that's
over right now. We're
down.
Like, yeah,
that's
come on
about,
over. Bring me you guys.
Oh, Russia's invading Ukraine as we speak, bro. War is coming. A big one.
Oh, fuck.
A big
yeah.
one. It's not really.
Well, you heard it here first,
I'm
guys.
40.
We're all about to die.
Oh, for sure. Everybody's
Armageddon is upon us.
Putin I hope so.
Is here to
well,
take us all
not?
Out.
Well, I had a good
Viva
time.
La Putin.
Vladimir Putin. Putin. He sounds like he's pooping. He's Putin. Fuck that motherfucker. You know what? If he wants to come fuck with America, he can come fuck with America. You find
the
out.
The views of Shane
like,
is not the views of all of roasting the world. So anybody from Russia listening right now, please do not kill Dakota. Continue.
Or me. Don't kill me either. No, but I'm down with Russians. I like Russians. I know hella Russians. I really do, genuinely.
I like vodka.
No bullshit. Dude, oh, man. I used to play poker with these Russian fucks that would bring liquor from Russia because they work here at the plane building place from Russia. They would just come here for like 6 months, work, and then go home for like 3 years and come back. And they would bring actual vodka from Russia that had, like, pine cones and shit. It was really weird. It was, like, pine needle vodka. One of the best liquors I've ever drank in my fucking life. And they bring with, like...
I'm about to say, I bet that shit fucked you up, dude.
Well, it fucks you up as much as any liquor, but it was really smooth. And fucking they brought, like, vodka with spices in it, like fire chilies. So, like, jalapeno vodka. Oh, man. Oh, I love those. I take their money because I'm really good at poker.
Where?
I'm
jalapeno
really
vodka.
Game.
Are we talking about Russia or are we talking about Mexico again?
Ah, man, maybe it's both. Maybe they conspired against me to get me drunk that night. Fucking Mexico.
Maybe it was
Russia,
some Mexican Russian.
Big fat racist.
Oh, my God. Is that a thing?
Racist. I was a big fat racist and dropped N-bombs when Lacey wasn't around. So 20 years ago... They went back in time with their special fucking Sputnik fucking technology, dude. With their Sputnik technology, got me drunk that night. I was going to meet my wife and get laid and have a child and have a totally different life. But they went back in time to stop me from being the president of the United States of America, dog. Fuck them. You know what?
All I can think of right now is somebody named Viernoff Garcia made that, like, jalapeno vodka.
Yeah. Pretty good. Viernoff Castico vodka. Man, that weed I ate earlier.
Oh,
boy. I am stoned now, bro.
I'm just happy we're all back on the air, guys. We got all the contract bullshit taken care of.
That's good. That's
so,
good.
So, yes.
That's good.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, it has been. How long has it been since we've done a show? Like 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Longer than that, man. It's been a month
really?
And a half or so.
It's been 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we did that one, Ask My Levice.
Me and
you
did one. You
and I did that one,
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, we done that about a month ago.
See, what originally happened was, and I guess we can go ahead and talk about it because it's all taken care of now anyway.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
What originally happened was Blog Talk, like, without getting too much detail, they switched our timing around on some shit. And then when I complained about it, when I went, and then I was like, fuck it, we'll just do that timing. And when I went to set it up, they were like, oh, no, you're not allowed to set up on your time. And I'm like, well, don't give me a time if I can't use it, motherfuckers. And
yeah,
a bunch of Facebook posts later and a few emails, here we are.
Well, all of Blog Talk is just a conference call recorded is all it is.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
It's
so
all it is.
What I was
it's
thinking we do, guys, is we take this, we do the conference calls on here, we take our recordings and we take them to other platforms.
We could.
Like, we can put them out through YouTube and a few other ones, and then we can start recording ourselves.
Well, let's talk about
pretty sure we can.
The show, because nobody needs to hear about this. I'll talk to you about it after the show, because that's boring. But that's a
this is the personal shit, guys.
What Dakota's saying is that we're looking for another platform to move to, and we hope you join us when we do, if you're still listening. We really, anybody who listens to our show, that's so awesome of you, and thank you, you know, because we're just friends having fun, you know? And every couple of weeks we get together and we chat. And if you have a good time, that's great. However,
Logan's fixing to call in, guys. He's getting cleaned up real quick. He had a malfunction with a kid.
The show.
So the host
will
be on just momentarily.
Oh, this is just a preview of the show.
Yeah,
you shut the show for an hour.
Yeah,
right?
Me and you just did the pre-show. Yeah, we did the pre-show of the show.
We're the openers. We hyped up the shit. You do way more.
You guys missed one hell of an intro, guys. Like, Shane gave me such a great intro. You know, I feel so bad he didn't get a good intro. Shane, let me give you a good intro, and I'll see you gave me a great one halfway through the show here.
I was going to say, wait.
This is
right
a mid-show.
No. Stop. When Logan comes on, do a whole new intro about the whole show, like starting fresh over with Lacey and Logan, like the new, this is the actual show.
All right, I got you. I wrote some intros for us off for, so when he comes on, I got us all.
LLDN.
Welcome to the pre-show, guys. Guys' Night Out was the pre-show. We didn't even start the show yet. It's a surprise twist. It's like a Shyamalan movie. Twist. The show didn't even start yet. We was just bullshitting. We was just bullshitting, fucking around. Oh, man, I got to take a piss. Before the show starts. I fill my drink, too. Oh, I'm going to fill my drink. Oh, I'm drinking, too. You know those edibles I took? I'm also drinking whiskey, so that's fucking awesome that we're having a show now. Excuse me, honey. Thank you, baby. I'm talking to my wife. She's going to get my drink for me while I piss.
Oh, man. I thought you were talking to me. I was like, oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You know, you're my honey bunny. You know you're my number one to call me.
I didn't even get a Valentine from you, bro. You skipped me on Valentine's Day, man.
No. I put it on Facebook, but I got permanently kicked off Facebook, dude. Now I have a 30-day ban.
What?
Permanently kicked the fuck off.
I was wondering why I couldn't tag you in the show thing earlier.
Yeah, no, I permanently kicked off. Like, not a 30-day ban. Like, they deleted my shit. I debated it. They're
why?
Still thinking about it. Well,
what,
I posted the Valentine's for you. I posted the Valentine's for you.
Are you pissing and talking to us right now?
Yeah, I'm pissing right now as we speak. Just hold my phone, pissing. You do the damn thing, dude. Hell yeah, I'm pissing. I told you. I told you I'm pissing. I told you all earlier. I'm still pissing. It's such a huge piss. It's all bubbly. It's probably my kidneys are going out.
Is it actually
my kidneys are going out?
Or is it that you're always coming slow? Since
we technically heard him pee on air, do I have to change this to rated X now, or is it still going to be rated R?
Oh, we gotta go on a porn site now because it's a pissing video now. This is all about golden showers. Roasting the world, golden showers edition.
Is it or is it just the rain?
Yeah.
Is it or is it just the rain?
It's pretty good shit.
You
oh, man.
Thank you, baby.
We're still under tornado watch where we're at.
I'm talking to Dakota, not you. Oh, my wife, Devin, her middle name is Dakota, which makes it even more confusing. I try to tell her, no, I was talking to Dakota, give me a kiss, not you. And she's like, mwah. I'm like, you fucking bitch. We've been together for like 9 years. Get off me. Get the fuck out of here. You disgusting
you
whore.
Get, sir.
Yeah.
It is really taking Logan a while to get cleaned up.
Yeah, where's he got to go at fucking 10 o'clock at night? What kind of sketchy shit is he doing?
Something happened with one of his kids or something like that, and he was cleaning something up, and he's like, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Oh, his kid done some shit and cleaning
that. Y'all are just jealous because he's actually cleaning up to come on the show. Do y'all not clean up to come on the show?
What do I got to clean up to come on the show?
No, wait. I can clear this whole thing up. Lacey,
no,
you're thinking like,
anymore.
No, Lacey, listen to me. You were thinking like I was thinking that he's got to clean up, like take a shower and get his hair combed and shit.
Yeah.
Like his kid dumped some shit over and he's got to clean it up is what he's talking about. He's talking about like
no, I think he's actually having to
shit.
Clean up real quick. Like his words to me was my kid shit all over his room.
Yes, he's got to clean shit up, literally. He's got to clean shit.
He's literally cleaning some kind of shit up right
now. His hair. No, but that's what I thought you were talking about, too. He was like, I got to clean up before I get on the show. Like, why? What the fuck are you
listen,
talking about?
I just want y'all both to know.
Clean shit up.
Now that we have talked about pissing and cheating on the show already.
Already. Well, it's still the pre-show. It's not really even the show until Logan calls in. It's still the pre-show.
I know. We're still pre-showing it right now, guys.
This is like the VIP.
So, Lacey, let everybody know what's new with you, about you switching jobs and everything. You got a big thing going on in your life now.
What? You switched jobs?
Yeah, so, well, I will be. On March the 9th is my last day with the nursing home, actually. I'm actually moving up to home health care social work, so.
Moving up?
I'll be over.
Up?
Yeah, I'll be over at 3
more
counties.
Money?
More money? More money, more hours. Yeah. They pay mileage. Have
what?
Better, decent health care. Yes. Yeah.
What up, dude? March 9th?
Yeah. March 9th.
Congratulations. I didn't even know that. No, we're all on the show. This is the nice thing, like we were talking about earlier, because we're still in the pre-show. Is that this is just our opportunity to get together and talk. We're a couple of friends hanging out. It's cool that people listen, but really we're doing it for us. You know?
Yeah.
Honestly. You know? I didn't even know. Like, because people maybe assume that we talk every day and we don't. We talk about, like, we're about to do the show. We do the show and we fucking do the thing and it's awesome. You know? We're just chilling. Right?
We just have that natural vibe with each other when we actually do talk. So.
Yeah, no, and we smash topics when we actually have a topic. We crush it. We didn't really
have a topic. Before we called in, we were talking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Well, I think we covered Joe Rogan.
So, Lacey, before you called in, we were talking about Joe Rogan. What do you think of him and the whole N-word thing?
Yeah, what's your take on that? Yeah, is it touchy?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to go out there and say, who the hell is Joe Rogan?
Whoa.
I like it. That's the right answer. Even if she doesn't actually know who Joe Rogan is, which I don't think she does, that is exactly the way you answer that. No matter what. Hey, did you hear about that Joe Rogan shit? Who's Joe Rogan? Oh, crisis averted, dude. Crisis averted.
As a stand-up comic, though, I'm just like, But yes,
who's
I understand.
Listen, I know a lot of things. Every now and again, there's somebody I don't know. I mean, you know.
Okay, if you really don't know who he is, you ever seen the show Fear Factor?
Yes, I have.
He's the guy that hosted it.
Yeah,
oh, okay, yeah, I do know him.
So here's the whole story
I,
in that show. No, you go ahead. If you know what's going on now.
Well, okay, all I'm going to say is, out of everything he's done and Fear Factor and everything else, the thing that you're most concerned about is that he used the N-word. He supported people putting live fires on people.
Point. No, he made people eat bowl balls and shit. Like a straight
yeah.
ball of nut. A fucking testicle.
Put live fires on
He's like, eat it and puke and then drink your barf. And then drink your barf for $50,000. And then where they dropped an N-bomb? Is it that big of a deal for a guy that forces people to eat balls?
He locked people in cages and put them in water.
He did.
And they had to try to break out of a cage without drowning.
Bugs and worms? Snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Joe Rogan's a fucking dirtbag, dude. Fuck Joe Rogan, dude. He's a fucking dirtbag. He ruined the Man Show. By the way, do you remember the Man Show, Jimmy Kimmel, and fucking
He was on the Man Show there for a little bit, wasn't he?
The Man Show was dope, dude. No, he came out for one season and ruined the whole thing. And
he was there at
the
very end
or
something, wasn't he?
Yep, probably the best.
He was also on I want to say news radio.
What?
I think he was also on a show called News Radio.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It had Phil Hartman on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, News Radio. He was on there. Shit, man, I haven't thought about that show in 20 years.
Right? Like, after Phil Hartman got shot in the head, nobody thought about that show.
hey, dog, you should fucking text Logan and ask him if he's coming on, if we're going to do a show or not.
We can...
What are you talking about?
We got his number. Why don't we just call him?
Hey, man. Don't call me a homo.
Hey, we
bro.
Can call him. We
I'm
have his number.
Straight.
Hold on.
Yeah, call him.
Hold on
with
a B, not an M.
Hold on. He's going to call
him. We can call people from the show now,
the show.
Guys. Hashtag.
Hey, did you do the intro yet? Yeah, once Logan gets on, do the intro.
As soon as he answers the phone. Should we fuck with him when we call him?
That,
be like, hello, is your refrigerator running?
No. Just roll the intro. As soon as you answer, just welcome to Roasting the World with Bug and Baby Burp. Just do it. Oh, he's not going to answer, is he? Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm dialing it in right now, guys.
Till you know the number. It's with Logan, the fucking Baby Burp. Just do the whole fucking thing, dude. Just see how he reacts. See if we got that
winner. All right, we're
not.
Calling him right now, guys. We're dialing.
All right. Oh, here we go. Oh, he's not going to answer, dude. It's too late. That's five rings, dude. He's not going to answer. I never answer after five rings. I'll get you in the first five or not.
That is so true. Let's leave him a voicemail.
Oh, let's leave a voicemail.
Hello.
Let me do it. Go.
Yo.
Hello.
Welcome to Roasting the World.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what up? Hey, you're live, by the way, bro. We figured out how to call people.
Awesome. Bro, that's awesome. I just got done cleaning up all the baby shit off of me. That was fun.
Man, we were just talking about that shit, bro. We were talking about it. I was like, are you done cleaning that shit? He was like,
yeah.
Dude, I was like, hey, Logan has to clean some shit up real quick. And then they're like.
Yeah, no, my toddler. Yeah, my toddler. She likes to take her diaper off and take a dump around the room and everything.
Oh, a dump to do.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I think you're the only one with kids out of all of us, bro, so none of us know that issue. So.
My kid likes to play poo-poo Picasso and make paintings and stuff, so it's, like, interpretational.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. Hold on, Logan, and everybody check it out. So we were doing a pre-show party because it's not the show until all four of us are on it. So we're actually about to start the show, like, right now. And then we'll cut it out, and from here on out will be the show that goes on YouTube and shit. You understand?
Yeah.
So Dakota's about to do the fucking intro, and just pretend like we're just starting a show, right?
Okay.
Even though we're not.
All right. I guess since we said all that on air, let's just rewind here real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got my voice ready. Welcome to Roasting the World.
Radio.
I'm your host.
Your show
the one and only. The King of
Comics.
Oh,
I fucked it up.
What?
I fucked it up. Okay. That's my bad.
The show will start in 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Three,
1.
Blog Talk Radio. Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the King of Comedy, the sexiest man alive, Dakota. We all know one of my co-hosts, the kingpin of Facebook jail, the legend other legends give blowjobs to, Shane. We all know the chick that keeps all of our dudes on track, the lovely Lacey. And the newest member of the Roasting the World team, the pot master general, Logan. Bam, that's how you do intros.
Yeah, buddy, the pot master general, bro. Welcome to the
show,
boy.
Hell yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you being on. Bro, I had to spark one up as soon as you called.
Oh, man, I did so many edibles earlier. Like, I kind of overdosed on weed earlier. And when we
just went to sleep,
the show, I was like, oh, man, no, I'm up now talking, and I can't shut the fuck up because I'm talking so much pot, and I'm drinking whiskey. So I got pot, so I'm trying, like, dual core, you know what I mean? Like, you remember when they released dual core computers? Like, oh, you could have one core, or you could have two. That's like me. I don't have two drugs. And I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all fun and games, man. I had a homeboy that I went and seen last night, and he gave me something, and he was like, oh, man, have you ever messed around with these? And I was like, not in like 10 years, man. I mean, it's a little party thing or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Now I
see
music notes. It's pretty obvious.
I was about to ask, dude, I had one question. Is it like it used to be, or is it all new now?
Yeah, man. I mean, this was a Louis Vuitton, and it was...
Oh.
It wasn't quite what I was expecting, because it's been 10 years, you know what I mean? But
right.
I did bust out the Mag Dre and stick the bass to my chest, just for old time's sake.
Yeah, dude. That was I know what you're talking about. I know who the fuck Mac Dre is.
AKA Logan was filling himself,
like,
guys.
Yeah.
Dude, Mac
I'm in the villain
Mac
and I'm filling
Dre,
myself.
Like, Mac Dre is like the gangsterest fedora wearing hat dude ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll back that one.
He did die because of his music, but it's, you know, hey.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He died?
Hey, the stuff.
Yeah, he was shot and killed in 96, bro.
Oh,
yeah, a bank robbery or something, wasn't it?
No, he was just shot.
A bank robbery or some shit.
Darn.
No, he just got he got murdered.
Oh,
he murdered.
Yeah, he got murdered.
He went to jail for bank robbery.
He went to jail for bank robbery. Yeah, they all that whole Fizz Nation thing that happened on the West Coast. They basically everybody was just robbing banks, selling ecstasy, and living it up until Mac Dre got killed.
Yeah, the romper room guys.
Super good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the fucking Red Ryder BB gun, bro. You're having a good time to shoot your eye out.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you get
bro.
Shot in the head and the BB goes in your scalp like me.
Nobody's
man.
Ever compared
knock
Max Ray to a Red Ryder BB gun.
No, I mean, I can't say I've ever heard that.
I've never heard that comparison before either. So.
Man, I
mean, you
oh
the
my
Lord
gosh.
Night.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. This truffles that I'm puffing on right now is it's a little harsh, man.
Yeah.
I can tell from your voice right now. It's a little harsh.
It's a little harsh.
Well, to be
yeah.
honest, I would want something that strong if I just cleaned up some young poop stains and Picasso paintings. So.
Exactly.
I understand shit problems, man. I get trays back with random things on it sometimes. And I still have a bad memories of a shit
listen,
tray, so I understand.
Listen, Dakota got one shit tray back, and he won't let it go. I get one back and I'm on it all the damn time.
The sad thing is, man, I'm not even the dishwasher. I was just helping.
Oh, my gosh. So back in, 2000 and – oh, God, what was it? 2010? I want to say it was, 2010. I was in a –
like
I was in a
–
yeah, I was in a state facility in Arizona, and it was like my first time going down, you know what I mean? And yeah, I was young, and I got into a little altercation with another guy, and they threw me in the hole, and they brought this guy in, man, and this dude comes in, and he's like spitting all over the place, and he was yelling at us, and it was weird, and I was like, wow, that guy's acting really strange and bizarre. And then, they put him in a cell, and then I seen him splashing stuff on the mirror, and I was like, what is that? What is he making?
Oh, it's doo-doo.
Turns out the dude had made a poo-poo helmet. And,
holy shit.
Yeah, he made a poo-poo helmet. And then when the officers came in to grab him, he decided that the best choice of options at that point would just be give him a big old hug. And they fucked him up,
man.
Dude. They just fucked him.
Boy, it's a good thing they put him in the cell, because what if you were in the communal thing and you started making doo-doo helmets and, trying to hug everybody? Like,
yeah, see that?
Cops. Like, you're just standing there man, I'm having the worst day ever. This is my first time down, dog. This is my first time. I've never been to jail. This sucks shit. Jail does suck. And Bob,
jail is not fun.
This dude just starts smearing poop everywhere. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
What's next? What could be worse?
If this is the opening act, I'm not sticking around for the finale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bastard. You damn bastard. Get out of here. You kick him twice in the head. Bam, bam. You kick him. Knock him the fuck out. And then you buzz that buzzer for, to help people to vote leave. I never called the cops, but I'm already in jail, so fuck it. Help. Help.
Oh.
This motherfucker's got a poo-poo helmet. And he's hugging people.
I'm not gonna lie, I totally set the phone down to take a hit right now, and the next thing I know, I can hear Jane is putting him in jail. Help, help. What's going on?
Yeah.
Help, help,
help. I'm in fear of my life.
I'm in fear of my life and poo-poos. Poo-poos.
I was sitting in Yuma County Jail facing trafficking charges.
Okay.
And they threw me in the big pod with the big boys, you know what I mean? I was just a teenager.
Wait, hold on, real quick, just to clarify, trafficking means across state lines, correct?
Yeah, international lines.
Correct.
So they had me indicted on, they had
Mexico,
me in,
so.
Yeah, they had it from Mexico, but they had me in this pod with this guy, and this dude comes in, and he could tell he'd been on drugs for a while, because he just goes in his cell and, passes out for, 3 days straight. The dude gets up, and he wakes up, and he walks out in the day room. He looks at his clothes. He looks around, looks at us, looks at the door, and he's like, hey, I think the bus dropped me off at the wrong fucking spot, man. Hey, we sat there. We looked at him for a second. We're like, hey, man, why don't you go over to that door and push that button and tell the cops that, you know? So he walks over to the door, and he pushes the button, and he says, hey, I think you guys let me off at the wrong stop. I'm not supposed to fucking be here, man. And cop gets on the intercom and says, what are you talking about? He says, dude, my bus stop, this isn't my bus stop. Cop goes, yeah, I guess everybody would think that. He didn't go nowhere. They didn't take him to another bus stop.
He probably got his ass whooped later. He was almost a poo-poo stage. He was kind of crazy, but not crazy enough to poo-poo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, poo-poo stage, that's what... on the crazy scale, because I've been to the mental hospital, like, several times. And I know the crazy scale, like, you know what I'm talking about? And poo-poo is, like, extreme craziness. Like, you are as fucking crazy as you can get. I can't think of anything.
So that's like a 9 on the crazy
scale out of 10?
Yeah, 10 is when you actually...
No, like a 10 out of 10.
Jeffrey Epstein yourself,
like
but...
Murder. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's like a 9. I would rather hang myself than poo-poo helmet and hug people.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I was getting ready to go to sentencing, and there was this old cat in there. And he was telling me, he was like, man, you know, they're trying to break you off for 30 years. I was like, I know, man. He said, no, this was for armed robbery and 3 counts of attempted murder.
Oh, well, that'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little different. But
he's just like, yeah, that'll do it.
No,
yeah.
I was wondering what 30 years was, because 30 years on
50, 30 years was, like 10, was 10 years, 10 years per person that was in the vehicle that I opened fire on, allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
You learn your fucking lesson, bro.
this old cat told me.
Logan's
like
retired
the
now, guys.
He's like the hardest motherfucker we got.
I'm retired, man.
He's like, well, yeah, good.
That's why I always had Logan having my back back
so
in the day, because, like you said, he's the hardest motherfucker in the crew.
No, you fucking, you hit your like 30s, 40s, you got kids and shit. I mean, war stories, and they're fun.
That's all it is, man. All that stuff was just a waste of time. Now at least I have a fun story to talk about. That's basically all I get out of it.
You
can't really account 10 years of institutionalization for, when my grandkids are like, Dad, why do you have tattoos on your face? And I'm like, because I was a gangster, kids, you know?
Shane doesn't know you have a tattoo on your face.
Oh, yeah, I have tattoos on my face, on my head.
Of what?
I have a Nordic hammer on the back of my head.
Ooh.
I have I've got a scribe on the face that says kind of gang related, you know what I mean, from years ago. But
don't worry about it.
I got
like
that, and then I've got right by above my left eyebrow.
Oh, word?
It's like on my left eyebrow, running down like to my temple.
Yeah, that's just old times, dude. That's just old times, man.
Let me ask you a question, Logan. Did you get any of these done while you were in prison?
I didn't have any tattoos before I went to prison.
Huh? Okay, so... Like,
I had one tattoo. I had one tattoo on my arm. I had one tattoo on my arm. Now I have my whole chest.
You had a cross or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a cross on my left arm. Oh, I still do, but it's a cross on my left arm, and then it had some writing on it that I got covered up.
I would assume you still do have the tattoo. Oh, it's covered.
I've got still
kind of. I mean, the tattoos.
Yeah, well,
you got
well
that now.
Shane, let me ask you: when you were in prison, did you get any tattoos done?
Not in prison. Not in Washington, man. It was such a pain in the ass to do any of that kind of shit. That would be more maybe in maximum.
Without getting
like
this too much
maximum.
Detail, what's the process of getting a tattoo done while
I'm
in prison?
Bro, you're
in prison.
I'm not. What? No, wait.
A
tattoo
in prison?
Oh, is that tattoo in prison? You were probably some shit, right?
I was in I was in a level fours, level fives programs.
Right.
When I was locked up in the big house, I got sent to Florence, and that was an underground program where they keep you. Yeah, I got sent there because of gang validation. They sent me there to spend three and a half years. Yeah. I spent 3.5 years underground.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, there was the shoe bomber. He was on my tier. The shoe bomber was there. Yeah, the co-defendant for the Houston City bombings was on my tier. David Lane, I don't know if anybody's familiar with him. Yeah, David Lane was the, like, David Lane, yeah, like the big skinhead guy that wrote all the literature that all the skinheads and all those idiots practice. Yeah, he was on my tier. He's a weirdo. He's dead now, but he was a weirdo. But yeah, I was in there with like major people, you know what I mean? So yeah, I spent all my I was only on a medium for a little while.
I went to pussy prison. I went to medium. Right out.
Yeah, I was on I was at the same medium you were at though. I was there for 2 months.
Were you there when they had the riot and they shut everything down?
I was well when
because where we were at, it looked like you know what Coyote Ridge looked like was Star Wars. It was
all that gray rock. It looked like you're on the moon.
Yeah, it looked like you're on the moon. It's a Star Wars shit. And every pod was there. It wasn't one big building. It was like 9 small buildings. And like
surrounding a big, vast openness of gray gravel.
You're not escaping. You're not going to escape because there's razor wire fucking everywhere. So don't worry.
You're not
going to
escape.
You're there now. You're there now. But I was in, and I was
I don't know,
B,
man.
I
don't know, bro.
I was in B, though, because B is the one that has a dog training. So there was dogs.
Yeah, and they also had the veterans in there, and they had the vets. They had the dogs and all those guys.
It was easy-ass time, except in the winter because it got cold as fuck there. And when there was the quote-unquote riot, because the riot was like one kind of almost a gang fight in one pod, and there's like 9 pods. So they shut down all 9 pods for like a week. No showers, no phones.
You sat
in your fucking room. They delivered cold food. It was just cold food. And you just sat with your celly. Fortunately, my celly was dope as shit. And we just played cards and shit. We just played poker, two-player, whatever, which two-player poker is kind of gay. But fucking whatever. What are you going to do to pass the time?
I mean, it's prison, so what else do you expect?
Look at it this way,
Shane. Playing two-person poker is better than playing two-person butt sex. And there you go.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good sell. He lays on his belly. You know what I mean?
We'll get my wife on the phone, and she'll tell you about my butt sex, whether or not it's good. She craves it.
Oh.
She asked for that shit.
So we're gonna get off of it. We're gonna jump away from the butt sex stuff.
I'll put a ring on that finger. I'll put a ring on that finger.
Somebody throw a Xanax in Shane's mouth.
If I'm fucking your puss and you go, just stop and fuck my ass. Like we're married now. Congratulations, bitch. We're married now.
You would not believe I'm the one on ecstasy right now.
I know, right?
Are you rolling? Are you rolling?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, like, I'm standing outside in, like, 30-degree weather with no shirt on. Yeah, I'm straight.
Chugging some orange juice right now. He has phone in one hand and orange juice in the other.
Oh, bro, and a cigarette and a joint and fucking multitasking.
Hey, dog, check this out. Do you have a spray bottle that you can empty out and put water in it and spray on yourself?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've got you one better than that. I've got the, you know those impact guns for working out muscle spasms?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got one of those. Yep.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Living it up, dude.
Vicks VapoRub does the...
Vicks VapoRub does do it, bro.
Does do it.
Yes.
Put some on your face when you're...
Shit.
But, Dakota, you were talking about tattoos, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
okay, yeah, what I, was asking
I did
was,
tattoos.
What's the process of getting them, like, in prison? All right, like,
so,
what do you have to do to actually get one?
Number one, depending on the yard you're at, depending on what custody level you're at, it really depends. Because if you're in, like, medium or minimum, it's open. You can just kind of hop around and do what you want. But if you're in close custody like me, you've got to trade out cellies. Which means that when you guys go back into your cell, that you go in the wrong house and just hope the cops don't notice. And and then you're locked in there for like 12 hours or so until breakfast, and then you switch back out. So you have like 12 hours to work. But it's through the night, so the cops are going to see the lights in your cell going on. So you just got to time it right with the officers, and you got to time it right with everything. And then, of course, payment. So I never had to pay for any of my tattoos because they're all, like, affiliated work. But
right.
If you were just going to get, like, a sleeve or something, you would have to shoot the dude some money or get the dude the store half up front, half upon delivery.
Right.
So
right.
When I was doing tattoos, I tattoo still to this day. So I've opened up my house.
Oh, word.
I have a – yeah, I've got a few steady
– I draw, too. I draw
like I've got a few steady clients, but when you're getting a tattoo in prison
– like hella good, too.
Yeah, yeah, and I saw some of his comic art. That was pretty filthy. You have to acquire all the equipment, right? So a pancake motor or a Jolly Rancher. Then you have to get your needles, which I can make them out of bread ties.
Out of what?
Ink, bread ties. The wire and the bread tie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, heat that up until it's not brittle, but until it's hardened. Sharpen it. Put the anchor in it. Run a needle machine. The ink is a bitch because you have to catch all the soot. So you have to have somebody burning in their house collecting the soot so you can make the ink.
Right.
The process to get tattoos is not like it used to be, man. Like, when I first started doing prison time, it was really simple. It was like the cops thought it was cool. We thought it was cool. It was cool. As I did time throughout the 10 years, it kind of got harder where the institution started cracking down on people. They were worried about, like, disease, obviously, because hepatitis runs rampant in prison.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about that kind of stuff. But, the biggest one is they don't want you putting a bunch of political work on people so that they can, you know, earn their stripes and stuff. So the ironic situation to that is my chest tattoo is rather large, very, very, very affiliated. And the day I got it done, it was bright red. And I was hanging out in the day room, and all of a sudden my name gets called, and they said, I got to go take a piss test. So I go in there, and there's a sergeant in there, and he's this dark guy. He's this real dark-skinned black guy, and he's real cool. He tells me, he says, all right, man, you got to take a piss test, so why don't you strip down naked? So I said, oh, yeah, no problem, right? So I pull my pants off, pull my shirt off. You know, I'm standing there peeing in the cup, and he's looking at my chest, and he's like, man, that tattoo's really red. Is that new? And I was like, no, man, it's just red ink. Just makes it look red. And he was like, yeah, I don't know, man. He's like, that looks really fresh. I'm going to need to take pictures of it. So I was like, fuck. So they took pictures of it.
Here we go.
20 minutes later, the gang unit walks in. They're like, you're going to the hole, bro. And they slapped me in the hole for 90 days.
90?
Yeah, 90 days.
The hole,
damn,
by
dude.
The way,
okay,
sucks.
Well,
the
I hate to interrupt,
sucks.
But okay. Yeah. I have somebody that's listening to the show wrote me right now, and they have a question for Logan. Mike wrote me right now, Logan. He's like, tell Logan, remember when he got out and Yoder was sleeping in my guest room? Is there a story behind this? Is, he's just doing a shout-out to Yoder in the guest room.
Tell a story, dude.
Okay, so when I got out of prison in Arizona, I got off of level 4 yard Dakota, and I got out for a couple days, and I wanted to go see my homeboy, Michael, and he had Yoder living with him at the house. Now, Yoder hadn't seen me in, like, 4+ years. Nobody had. So
Yoder,
I show up to the house.
Right?
I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, where's Yoder at? He's like, oh, dude, he's passed out in the back. I said, bet. So I walk in there, and he's passed out on his belly, hugging his pillow, nice and comfy. You know what I mean? And I see my opportunity, right? So I start walking in the room, and at the time, his girlfriend, she was in the bathroom, and she walks out of the bathroom, and she sees me. And this is the first time she's ever seen me. She's like, oh, shit, hey. And I was like, huh, I'm going to get me some, right? I get in the room. I jumped on top of Yoder, butterflied his knees, pinned his head down, and whispered real soft and sweet in his ear, yell for the CO and make it realistic.
Make it realistic. Yell for the CO.
Bro, he squirmed like a fish, and he didn't feel right.
He didn't feel right at all.
Yeah. And there his girlfriend is looking, his girlfriend's like standing out the door watching this big, yoked up, tattooed guy just like basically punk out her boyfriend. So.
Yeah.
Well, in Yoder's defense, you got to tell Shane how big Yoder actually is. He's
Yoder is like 5'5", 130 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, he's a
and
tiny little
guy.
He's a tiny little guy. Yeah, he's one of my, I don't know, I don't think he's like 5'5". He might be like 5'7 or 5'8 or something like that, but he's a smaller spring guy.
I'm thinking he's like, I'm thinking he's going the wrong way, bro. I think he's like 5'4", 5'3".
Yeah, I mean,
he found a little lady that would deal with his little tiny ass, and you walk in.
I like how his girlfriend went and saved him, though. She's just like,
no, hell, I mean, what was she going to do, bro? I was like 200 pounds solid steel and just angry prison yard, you know what I mean?
What if her response was, can I join?
Oh, we don't do that gay shit, bro. What the fuck? This is a bro moment.
Wait a minute. No. Wait, hold on. Real quick. I just want to qualify for a fact that finger cuffs is not gay.
That finger cuffs is not gay?
That DP shit is gay. Finger cuffs, one in the mouth, one in the puss, the girl's bent over, you're just looking at each other, no dicks, no nothing, no balls clapping, none of that shit. Just bros hanging out with a dick in the mouth. Now, I don't do that shit because that's too gay for me. But if somebody else wanted to, I wouldn't knock them. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
I don't do multiple dudes.
It's like
dudes.
High five halfway during.
Because it's weird. Because I'm worried about the smell because I know how I stink when I'm fucking. And I don't want to double that up with another dude. Like, I want lady
yeah,
sex,
I mean,
you know?
Two sweaty balls is bad enough. Like, imagine four.
God, man. Four balls.
That's the truth.
Four balls slapping around in the same zone, in the same area. Like, the balls slap each other and shit. Even on ecstasy, that wouldn't feel good. Fucking nuts. You know what I mean? There's no way.
Yeah.
No fucking way would I do that shit.
Oh my god! I like how this show started off as a short episode, and then we've done over an hour and something.
Oh man, are we still even recording?
I reset the time on it, so it shut it for another half hour.
Oh,
we got 27 minutes if you guys want.
Oh man, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
We lost Lacey about 30 minutes ago, guys.
I wonder where she
was. She was like, fuck this, I'm out.
She's okay. No, she was driving.
She texted me saying that she's going through a zone where she wouldn't have service, that she would call back, but
yeah,
I don't think she's calling back.
Yeah.
We're back to guys' night out, dude. We're back to guys' night out. That's how we started the show.
Oh, hey, question of the night is, what do you think about Joe Rogan saying the N-word?
Yes. I mean, you got to hit me with the scout stuff right out the gate, huh? I don't think it's a word. I don't think it's a word that should be said, homeboy, personally.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a word that should be said by anybody. And I know that as a culture, people that are, you know, African-American, they say those things and they can because, you know what I mean, it's the people or whatever. It's just like white people. But at the same time, I don't go around calling white people crackers, bro. I don't walk around calling people names, anything that could be construed as derogatory. I'm very careful and very polite with how I speak to people, and I'm very selective on the words that I say. So I don't think him saying that word is okay because it's a derogatory term towards people and it makes them feel isolated. But on the same note, it is just a word, man, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been called I had to learn that in prison. If somebody called me a bitch 2 days out of prison, I'd have probably stabbed him in the neck. But if somebody calls me a bitch today, I just, like, shrug it off. You know what I mean? Because it's
right. No, it's totally not. Different thing. It's a totally different thing. Well, and that's one of my interesting stories, even going from, like I was in easy prison. Like I said, I did easy time. But I did it. It was, like, way worse than being out. I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? Well,
I don't know.
In some ways.
I had fun,
you know,
man.
I mean?
I had a lot of fun.
I did actually have a lot of fun. But not to the point to where I missed it.
Listeners, do not
go
to prison, okay? It's not as fun as we're making a team. Okay, continue on, guys.
I mean,
what I'm saying is, I've done it, and I'm glad that I did because, once again, it's a great story from my past. but I don't see it in my future. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure.
Words and every different shit, like piece of shit. Like, I fucked up, like, when I first got there, they're like, are you some kind of piece of shit? I'm like, yeah, I fucking burnt houses down, dude. I'm kind of a piece of shit. And piece of shit means child molester in there. Out here, piece of shit means, and, like, same thing like you said, it was bitch. Like you could be with your friends, and your friend could call you, like, oh, don't be a bitch, hit the joint, or whatever, and you'd be like, haha, whatever. But in prison, it means a totally different, and there's a totally different economy. There's a totally different vocabulary.
Absolutely.
In there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
see, like,
okay,
where I did time at, man, when I did prison time and the people that I did prison time around and the organizations and stuff that I was involved in, we were very militant, okay? So we would wake up every morning at 4:30. We would get 30 minutes of wake up in. We would do burpees from 5 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, they would ring us
for
up breakfast.
Hour?
We would do burpees for an hour. That was our morning wake up. Then we would have a mandatory 1 hour of education. So if you already had a high school diploma, you had to be doing some kind of correspondence course, or you had to be doing some kind of Rosetta Stone or something to be educating. And then you had to have 1 hour of meditation a day. So if you were religious, whatever your religious preference was, you needed to spend a time, 1 hour a day, mandatory, where you would be connected to your spiritual side, right? And we would also, then there would be the stuff that I would have to do as well, where I would have to do an hour of Spanish lessons and an hour of combat training and things like that. And we had to learn how to slip cuffs. We had to learn how to, you know, take an officer out if we were in handcuffs and we needed to get free. So we had to prepare ourselves in a very militant way. Not every place is like that. Not every yard is like that. But if you were a white boy where I was at, if you were a white boy where I was in prison, you woke up every day at 4:30, you put your shoes on and they didn't come off until the door shut. And you were on your toes because you didn't know if you were going to get stabbed. You don't know if your dude was going to get stabbed. You didn't know if there was going to be a riot. You didn't know if there was going to be what. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah.
It sucks. Is it in Arizona?
Idaho, Arizona, Washington, federal, I did it all.
It sucks, dude.
Yeah, you were talking about the punishment.
Hasn't been arrested.
That's so shitty. But on the other hand, though, actually, like, living that way probably improved you, like, drastically. I mean,
very much.
3 hours out of your day, I guarantee you, 3 hours out of your day, you said, spiritualism,
physical training,
and body.
Mm-hmm. Intelligence, mind, body, and
spirit.
Yes, sir.
3 hours a day, no matter what. Yeah, dude.
Mandatory. I would have 3 to 4 hours of additional stuff. I did religious studies as well. I took sociology. I took psychology correspondence courses. Learned languages, different languages.
Well, hey, man, you and me are friends now because you are an interesting motherfucker. I didn't know. Like, we text messages. Okay, so everybody knows. Like Dakota was just like, hey, my dude Logan's going to be on the show now. All right, cool. And I sent a couple, like, music videos or some shit because I was drunk, which is what I do when I'm drunk, is, like, send people fucking YouTube videos of good music and shit. And he was like, yeah, dude, it's cool, man, whatever. And I didn't know that you were as interesting as you are because that's a great story, bro. Like, I would, like, continue to pick your fucking brain. No shit. Like, man, wow, that's crazy. Like, they should make a fucking movie about you on fucking Netflix, bro. Jesus Christ.
That would be badass.
But seriously, like, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, if they do, Logan, can you get The Rock to play me?
Yeah, no, I'll actually use a
Rock
because...
Get The Rock to play me earlier.
Do you mean Dwayne Johnson or just like a Rock? Because I could definitely do a Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Ooh, yeah, it's hard to choose. it has to be a big fat Rock, though, like a boulder.
Like a boulder. And that's Dakota, and that's him in your story. Like, oh, that's Dakota. It just doesn't say anything or anything. It's just like gonzo, weird movie shit. Like, and then everywhere you go is that fucking Rock. It never talks.
Yeah.
It never interacts. And there's always this one boulder there all the time. Just
randomly, it's one Rock that just randomly breaks out weed. randomly breaks out some pot, randomly sits there and will smoke your pot.
Wow.
I always, I never ran out of weed, and we always had that one last bowl, did we not?
Oh, always, always. When everybody else was ran out, Dakota's yeah. like, I got another bowl stashed.
Oh, shit, that's and, Dakota?
Yeah, Dakota was that guy.
Yeah, dude.
You
got to
figure, man. I've known this dude. I've known this dude since my freshman year of high school. And
we've known each other a while.
Yeah,
like
freshman year
in
of high
prime.
School.
And back in his prime, when he was young and virile, and he always.
Oh man, it was.
I was fat. I was fat and long haired. Looked like Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yes, Meatloaf with a bowl
meatloaf.
Cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we grew up same group of friends. We, you know, progressed. Obviously at about 19 we went different ways. I went to prison, he went, you know, to normality. But
sure.
Yeah, and, you know, I got out of prison like 5 years later, and then I came and seen him, and then I seen him once, and then I disappeared for another like 10 years, and it was
and
just
I ended up moving off.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so wait, man,
funny how the world
hey,
turns.
We're all back together now, guys. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Man, high five.
Aw. And I'm the new guy. I'm actually the new guy. I thought Logan was the new guy. I thought you just knew him from the internet. I didn't know you'd known each other from back in the day.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Forever.
Logan, years and years.
We used to get off at the bus stop and just like
Dakota,
smoke pot in the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, me and Dakota
yeah,
have done like 10 shows. We've done like 10 of these or something, 15,
yeah.
something like that.
Oh, and we've
so
done more
I
than that, Shane.
Like
we've done.
Off the internet.
We've done like 20-something shows probably, if not more.
Shit, man. So I thought Logan was a dude you knew off the internet is where I was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
I was on instead of Farmers Only, I was on Prisoners Only, and I came across the
yeah.
profile, right? And
he came
I
across my slick
tattoo,
picture,
and
he was
like,
I've got to have that.
I saw that face tattoo, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to have that one. He has to join the show.
Got
to
have that.
You know, here he is.
His Farmers Only pick was of him on that dude. What's that dude's name? Like when you're in prison and you're on that dude, that's your profile pic. And your face going, and you pulling his hair and going.
Yeah, pulling his hair, whispering in his ear nice and soft, yell for the CO and make it realistic.
Make it real.
I hope Derek or Yoder is listening to this right now. Shout out to you.
That's my dude. That's my dude right there, man. And you know what's funny is in all my years in prison, like he actually wrote me, you know, and it was funny. And
yeah.
I got letters very seldomly, obviously, because, you know, you disappear like that and you're just off the face of the earth, bro. And I got out, and Yoder and Nemo and Dakota and everybody then, they were just there, man. It was like nothing had changed. And unfortunately, I had.
At that point, nothing had changed.
Yeah.
Now the side
kind changed.
Went in, lost track
it
of you, and
it
I moved off and everything.
Hey, dog, it is what it is, and it was what it was. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And
it's
going to
be
what
it
ain't.
And it can't be what it ain't. It can't be what it ain't.
Exactly.
It can only be what it
right.
is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well,
we all know
we
can't change the past, so let's focus on the future. Logan, let's let everybody know about our show that we're starting March 1st, which is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Oh. Next Tuesday is your new show's batch?
Pretty much is the base of the show is, guys, it's two stoners talking about stoner things. It's
yeah.
a stash. Come on. Who's going to join our roto on this one?
Yeah, there's going to be it's canna. It's all canna all the time, man. It's just all the fun facts of.
Does roto mean rotation? Because people don't say that here.
Yeah. That's why it's called the stash.
Okay.
But, the roto is like the rotation,
the
man.
Roto made no sense. I was like, what the fuck's a roto? And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, it's a rotation.
How does people not know what roto means, man? People need to grow up
because
and tell us.
I told
here.
You. But it's...
You say you listen to Mac Dre, but you don't know what roto means. You totally throw me off on two different things here,
fine.
Man.
You know what? You know, fuck you, Dakota. Roasting in the world. Fuck you, Sean. I'm going to do it again. You bastards. You dirty bastards. You two do this.
I fucking quit.
I fucking quit.
I fucking quit.
Just because I know that tree, I don't know what Roto means. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah, but the show we're called, for the
we
show we're doing is called
the Stash.
Yeah, the show we're doing is called the Stash because we're gonna provide all the best information for cannabis related intel and progress that we can find, man. And
so like growing tips and shit, like tips.
Yeah,
growing
tips, tons of information and also a lot of laughs, man, because can't take yourself too fucking serious.
Obviously. Nah.
Yeah. I mean, I grow weed for fucking
money
for a living, and
for money.
It's, yeah, it's a passion. You know what I mean? But when I got out of prison, I always dreamed about growing weed. You know what I mean? I always thought like, yeah, man, that'd be cool. But back when we were kids, that was never really an option because you know the legal restrictions and things like that. And then now in today's
it was
area
frowned
and,
upon back in those
and
days.
Age, yeah, now everybody fucking smokes, and and it's cool because
it makes it
feel
it's
old. Something
does
that I've done.
Feel old saying that, dude.
Yeah,
like it was frowned upon
that
you couldn't grow weed back in the days, back when our phones were flip phones.
I will say that I'm the oldest motherfucker in the room. I was born in 1978. I was born in 1978.
Oh, you did. Yep.
And
you are the oldest motherfucker.
I came out smoking weed in the 90s. I came
out behind Moses in the third grade.
Mm-hmm. In the mid-90s, and you would read fucking High Times, and you'd be like, one day it's going to be legal, and you're like, oh, that's awesome, but no fucking way. Guess what?
Right.
Shit's legal, at least where I live,
for like
4 years now. I just go to the it's like Walmart. I just go to the Walmart of weed, and I buy edibles and tinctures and actual pot that's really fucking good. And all this shit, and it's Tuesday, so there's a 20% discount. Hooray! So I'm gonna buy more shit. I bought like $100 worth of shit. You know,
my first. My first attempt at growing was in 2004. I was still a teenager, and that was my first attempt at growing. And I did I think it was an OG Kush plant in my closet. And I remember my dad found it and sprayed brake cleaner all over it and killed it. And so every year after that, I continued to, you know, make my attempts and do my little thing and but progress. And then with the information that that's readily available to us today, there's no reason that not everybody can just grow high quality cannabis at home.
High quality.
And
across the nation.
Yeah.
Well, because here I've always been spoiled because I have friends from Texas and I have friends from Arizona and I have friends from Florida. And they all said that like the weed in Seattle was so fucking good.
That's one thing that Washington had because the state of Washington State University, WSU, and the college there. Back in the 90s, they did the very first program where the college funded the growth of cannabis for the use of medical studies. We all growing up, we heard that Humboldt County in Northern California produced the best weed, which it truthfully does. It truthfully does. But the thing is hydroponics and the growth in trichromes and understanding tinctures and understanding the true process, a lot of that stuff came from the studies that happened there in Washington College.
Absolutely.
And also, Washington,
well, still talking about the 90s. Back then we had the weed coming down from Canada and the weed coming up from Humboldt County and the weed we were making here.
And the weed from Mexico. Don't forget the brick.
You can't forget the brick they shot across.
You can't forget the brick, bro.
Depending on where you're from, but like even the brick, dude, you just had to smoke more, gave you a bit of a headache, but you got stoned, you know?
Yeah.
Not all the time. I've seen some, like it was the dirtiest fucking brown weed in the world, and it'd be some creeper, right?
It's not the weed itself that gives you a headache, it's not smoking. It's because you take so much smoke to get high and you get a headache.
So what's actually what actually happens with the brickweed that creates the problem that everyone has with the headache? I'll break it down scientifically for you. So what happens is when they pack it and they press it, a lot of the moisture that's exuded from the nugs and things like that, they need a place to vent. So when you're wrapping something up and you're airtighting it, what's going to create? Mold, mildew. You're going to have fungal growth inside of the cannabis that was not intended to be there. Okay, so what you're getting is a lot of potassium, because every plant has the three basic nutrients that it's needing, right? That's the three numbers you see on your fertilizer.
Real quick, is that why it stinks like brickweed, why it smells like shit?
Yeah, because it was
mildew?
Yeah, because it wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't cured either. You have to understand that. So we didn't really understand the process of curing cannabis until, truthfully, the 90s. And so what would happen is people would go out there, they would pick their plants, they would set it out to dry, and then when it was dry, they would smoke it. Now we know that you can take that same nug, put it in a curing container, cure it for 6, 8, 12 weeks, and really make the colors more vibrant, make the flavors more, you know, bountiful. We just didn't know that at the time. So what you were having is a lot of just stuff that was just basically pulled straight off the plant, dried out in the oven, and smoked. And a lot of the nutrients wasn't washed out of the plants. So a lot of the smoking and stuff like that you were getting would be a lot of fertilizers. And you know, Mexican brickweed, they didn't really care what they put on it. So they would just be putting fish shit and all kinds of stuff that, you know, wasn't really regulated.
Right.
But that was why brickweed gave big headaches and tasted
like
shit.
Well, hey, that's a preview.
It's
a preview
crazy how much
stuff.
Science goes into growing
and
stuff.
What day is it next week? What day is the stash next
Tuesday.
Week?
Tuesday, March 1st.
It's
going to
be Tuesday, March 1st.
I might even
we will let you guys know the
listen.
Timing. We got about 5 minutes left, guys. So
let's close it up.
Anybody got anything they want to say before we end the show?
Nothing, man.
Really?
I just kind of got to get these pants in the washing machine. I still got baby shit on them.
Yeah.
All right, Logan, you go get the shit off of you, bro. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
I do want to say something. Hey, Logan, it was a pleasure to actually meet you, bro. Like, honestly,
it was a pleasure to meet you as
really
well.
Talk. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we fucking text back and forth or whatever, but that's fucking whatever, whatever. It's nice to actually hear your voice and shit. It's always nice. Like, when you meet somebody off the internet, it's almost like the movie Tron. It's all trippy.
It is.
Yeah,
you never know what to expect.
It's like this motherfucker doesn't exist, but now I know that you do exist. And it was a pleasure knowing that you exist, bro. And I hope we continue to talk. And
you too, Big Mike. And I appreciate you guys having me on here. And if
Wait, time out. Did you think I just made up Logan like he was my imaginary friend? That's mean, King.
No. What it was?
I got friends that
Logan
are real,
dude.
I'm a real boy.
A real friend. Well, I don't know, man. Why are you putting me on the spot? Who are you show? I have 2 minutes inside of myself. And he pulled this bullshit. This is the
I love you too, Shane. I love you too.
He has the last bowl, but he's like, hey, man, we got to talk. While you're smoking, you're like, what?
Oh.
You're like, what are you talking about, dude? He's like, we got to have a chat about, like.
You got to have a chit chat, homeboy.
And I'm like, what? You got a friend? I'm your friend. Shit, man. Good show. Hey, this is supposed to be a 20-minute show. It turned into an hour and a half. This might be the best show on Roast in the World ever. Might be the best show on Roast in the World ever. Share with your friends.
I
want to
say this
episode.
One is in the top three for sure. I think still our best episode was that midnight, crazy midnight one we did that one time.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. Yeah, I was fucking.
Because we just kept going on for like hours and hours on that one.
Oh, man. Well, all right, you guys. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man.
For Shizzle.
For sure,
guys.
I appreciate y'all.
And with all that being said, like what we were saying earlier, be on the lookout for mine and Logan's show, The Stash. That would be March 1st, which is next Tuesday. This Friday, there's going to be an episode of Ask Me Levice. So if you have any questions or any issues, feel free to call in, ask in, send questions to Lacey, me, Shane, Logan, anybody that's part of the Roast in the World family now. Let's see what else here. That's about it. Okay. Don't be licking doorknobs and whatnot. The pandemic is still going down, guys. There's still germs on things, you know, shit like that. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still can catch it. That's right. I said it. And remember, this right here is the most important thing to take away from this episode. And I want everybody to listen. Ready for this? Remember, always to roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.